from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. Glad you're with us, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Some amazing video this morning from thousands who showed up outside of Barack Obama's future home chanting, "Yes, we can," and Obama. Uniformed Secret Service officers were overheard saying that they'd never seen anything like it. President-elect Obama will assume the White House officially January 20th. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell hailing the election of Barack Obama. Powell saying that Obama won because he was able to appeal to all kinds of voters, regardless of race.
President-elect Obama did not put himself forward as an African-American president. He put himself forward as an American who happened to be black.
After such a long campaign and a real political comeback for John McCain in winning his party's nomination, last night, certainly a crushing defeat, but McCain was gracious in his concession speech, and he urged his supporters to congratulate Obama. The Arizona senator also vowed to work with the new president on some of the tough challenges facing the country. So, were you thinking lower fuel prices could mean the end of special baggage fees on airlines? Think again. The world's largest carrier actually adding a baggage fee for the first time. The Associated Press reporting Delta will impose a $15 surcharge for the first checked bag, $25 for the second. Delta is quick to add that it's cutting other fees to mesh with the policies of Northwest Airlines, which acquired last month. Those fees include sky miles, ticket surcharges, and curbside check-in charges. So be sure and stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world. Of course, we will have updates right here throughout the day.